22 edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner, the homepage. That will click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left and then Listen Online, and you are all set up to stream the shows. And hey, we will get back to our next guest in Shelter Rescue Sanctuary. Anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, real quick, I just wanted to follow up and say, yeah, take care of those hummers. And I found out, reading everything online, I wasn't the only one that had to save freezing to death hummers when, you know, last Sunday and Monday, when the temperature dropped so dramatically so quickly. A lot of people were finding the same thing. And the only thing I can figure out really is that I think it was such a deep temperature drop and so cold that somehow if they got chilled too much, then they just couldn't recover. But if you bring them in and dry them out and warm them up, as soon as they're warmed up and rest a little, they're fine and can go. So I'm going to pay real attention to that next year. I also, there's somebody on my next door group, the hummers discovered their heated garage. So they had three of them living in their heated garage. So they moved a feeder into their garage, and these three hummers are living in their heated garage during the snow and cold streak. So if you have a way to let them in somewhere, that might work too. But anyway, really police them. And I'm really impressed. The wool leg warmers around the feeders, around the glass, are the best at help keeping them to stay thawed. I'm still Well, mine stayed thawed at 25, but if it's like last night, I left all of them but one out, and put that out so they'd have one that was warmer at in the front and the back. So take care of your Hummers. Don't start feeding them unless you're going to do it through the whole year, and make sure that you know, for me, I had to change my schedule because they get up at 7:35. So I have to be up and have their feeders out by then. So anyway, take care of the Hummers. And now we are going to get back to shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And starting off the year right with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and the founder. And I swear this woman is an angel in human form, Laura Cook. Good morning, Laura, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hi. Thank you.
I'm surprised you have the energy to even join us because, oh, Laura, I cannot even imagine what a brutal situation you must be having to deal with the snow and the cold and the ice and the homeless situation. I mean, what is going on in Seattle with all of this?
It has been very hectic and very, very cold, and I try not to complain, but
bless your heart.
Awful, and it's awful for the people that are out there, especially those in tents, because, you know, with the rain and the snow, they just can't withstand, and then people end up with no place, no shelter. So it's very difficult, and coming up with tents is, to replace them is very hard. So,
how do you keep yourself warm and all of that? And then you think about, you know, Laura, you're usually driving around delivering supplies and taking things to homeless people. But, you know, when you got 10 inches of snow, I mean, you can't drive in ice. You can't drive around and all of that. So,
well, we, it can be scary and crazy for us sometimes, but we've managed to get ourselves out. But we did realize, you know, we need chains. And, you know, in the event we get snow again, that would come in handy.
Aha! So that's on the wish list now, is chains for Laura's car. Do you find at all that the homeless population that, you know, you're most regularly in touch with, and are they able to move indoors to some of the, you know, the cold weather shelters and stuff? Or do they tend to stay out where they are and just be really cold?
Some people did utilize the warming shelters, but for the most part, our people just stayed out there. And the hardest thing was because, you know, they don't want to leave their belongings that they have, and they don't want to carry them around. And then when they had to, you know, the shelter had hours, like you could check in, let's say 7 p.m., but then you check out in the morning and kind of wander around throughout the day. And so that was really hard for a lot of people to accept. I think if it was, you know, 24 hours a day that they could have stayed there, that they would have been more apt to move forward.
Okay, so that might be something for the city to think about, is to open up those shelters for 24 hours a day instead of just overnight.
Right.
And I'm wondering when they do open those warming shelters, Laura, can they take their animals with them to the shelter overnight?
Well, they had, one of them said that they had service dogs only, and then the other one said they could have their dogs, but, you know, they have to be, you know, able to be on the leash the whole time. They have to get along with other animals, and that could be a deterrent as well.
Yeah.
You know, when a lot of dogs have, you know, some aggression, they can't be around other animals, and especially in such small areas. So, that's a consideration as well. So that coupled with the fact that they would have to, what possessions they did take with them, they would have to leave with them. You know, they couldn't leave their belongings there. So,
but I hadn't thought about that. If they were going to go to a warming shelter at night, that's where most people that have been on the street for a while like that, they accumulate belongings. And, sometimes see them wandering around with a shopping cart or big trash bags full of stuff. Well, obviously, if the streets are covered and the sidewalk, with snow and ice, they can't haul that stuff around with them. I don't think they can bring that stuff into the warming shelters anyway. So like you said, if they go and warm up for the night and leave their stuff where it is, chances are they come out in the morning, it's all going to have been stolen by somebody else. So they don't have any of their stuff. So that makes sense. Yeah. And then I thought they had changed the rules that, when there are disasters and things, emergencies like this, that people should be allowed to bring their animals with them into the warming shelters. I'm disappointed to hear that that's not just okay to do. But on the other hand, I understand if the dogs aren't under control, that could be another disaster. So gosh, this has just got to be a big effort and frustration sometimes, Laura.
Yeah, and I understand it's like in my eyes or your eyes, you can take a quick glance and say, oh, well, it shouldn't be important. What's most important is that them and their animals are warm. But to them, that's their stuff. It's everything they own. And
Yeah, you understand. They've probably taken them a long time to accumulate that, and then they have to protect it. But then you also, you told me about another big disaster, and that this I'm sure happens from time to time, and that is you get these colder temperatures, and people are trying to stay warm.
Right.
And often by trying to stay warm, that involves fire, and then a fire gets out of control. And so a fire starts and they burn down stuff. Well, apparently there was another camper fire. So tell us what happened with that, Laura.
Yeah. So there was another RV fire. The man had been using a heater to try to stay warm. And it caught on fire for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And he luckily got out of the RV. And
you said the police were able to save him and pull him out.
Yeah. So it looked
but
like.
But wasn't he injured? Burned?
Yes.
Wasn't...
He badly burned his head, face, hands.
Oh, man.
And, I don't know his condition right now. I know that when he went in, he was barely conscious and just very badly burned. And sadly, we have had numerous people that have lost their lives because they've gotten heaters going, whether it was the actual RV heater. Most of the time, it's portable heaters, but they catch on fire and, they lose their lives because there's no emergency exit in those RVs and they engulf very quickly. And so trying to get companies to get on board with us and start donating some good portable, heaters that we can put in these RVs and save some lives. It's just tragic. And
well, then look at this situation, because the guy, a homeless man to begin with, in one of those camper trailers somewhere around, a fire, and he's so badly burned. What does someone like that do? Oh my gosh! I mean, it just. But just being that injured and that burned, I can't imagine how devastating that would be. But then, the recovery time, and then, and how does one do that when, one doesn't even have a home to live in, let alone take care of yourself. So in a case like that, Laura, is there a fundraising going on to help this situation or situations like this? Or, I mean, what does someone like this do? How do they survive?
Sometimes people that have lost, you know, in situations like this, they do, try to raise some money, but it's not always easy, especially with GoFundMes. You know, I see some that are really successful. I'm like, how did they do that?
Yeah.
But it's all about, you know, your story and sharing, donating. And, you know, a lot of people don't do the sharing, the initial sharing. And so they don't take off at all. And for us, we see, you know, the aftermath. It's like, here's the fire. So they've lost the only home they had. They've lost every single piece of property that they own, all of their clothing, everything.
Oh, geez.
And then they go into the hospital, and the hospital, you know, does have the burn unit, and they do have a hospice area where they can get some care. And, you know, if people are addicted, they can deal with
That's good. So there is some help available.
Yeah, but, you know.
Well, I think the best thing for us to do, Laura, is to contribute to you and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, because you know where the money is most needed, and you can use it to help those out. So we need to take care of advertisers here before we run out of time. And then when we come back, folks, we'll talk with Laura about how can you best contribute, what are the best ways you can help Laura right now, and how to set up a monthly donation, which is what I'm trying to do, and all of that. So anyway, we will talk about how to donate to the cause, and let's keep Laura going and give her more of ability to help these homeless animals and the people that they love. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there's a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are finishing up our discussion with Laura from Seattle Homeless Dogs. And in the meantime, we heard from Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She's our wonderful best practitioner, energy code practitioner. And she and her brother Nils will be in the studio next week to do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And remember, Linda is offering a free introductory session to anybody that asks. I'm going to give you a phone number. All you got to do is call or text her at this number. She'll do a free session for you in person at the interspace facility at the old Rainier Brewery where her office is, or remotely over the phone, just as powerful, sometimes more so. So let Linda know if you'd like a free session. The number to call or text is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And then of course, if you need help with your dog friends and getting them under control really quickly, I can do that and come to your home. Usually I need to see you once. I always do a free telephone evaluation. So give me a call, 360-217-7258. I'd love to serve you and your dog friends. Alrighty then, let's get back to, we are talking to Laura Cook, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And, Laura, biggest need right now, money, is that the best way to support everybody right now?
Definitely. That would be wonderful.
Okay. And so, and we do that by, we can donate through the website, correct?
Right.
And what is that? SeattleDogs.info?
Yes.
SeattleDogs.info. And you can use the donation links there. Now, in case we've got somebody listening that doesn't do computer, if they call you, can you take a donation over the phone?
I can't take it over the phone, but they could send a check or a money order.
Okay.
To
Seattle Dogs Homeless. And what would be the address to send to?
It is 100 Melrose Avenue East, number 905, Seattle, Washington, 98102.
Okay, so that's Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, 100 Melrose Avenue East, number 905, Seattle, Washington, 98102. So that's right. The best way to donate. Let's, even if you only have $5, but let's do it. Laura, I intended to make the donation last month a monthly thing, but it didn't work. So I've got to try to set that up again tomorrow.
So PayPal allows you to set up the, one-time or monthly donations.
Right. And I thought I did monthly, but apparently I only did one time. So I got to set it up again tomorrow. But hopefully you will have another donation from me tomorrow.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah. All righty, everybody. Let's do what we can. Empty your pockets and let's support the homeless and the animals that love them. It's really important because it is just a horrendous time to be out and nowhere to live. My love is with you, Laura, and I send prayers every day and hope that we'll make it through this. And I sure hope that the snow's gone shortly here and the temperatures warm up. Anyway, thank you for all the wonderful work that you do. SeattleDogs.info. Donate if you can. And Laura, we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Thank you so much, Martha.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. And let's see. I had neglected to check with Nathan here, but I'm seeing a thumbs up. So that means we must have connected. And so we are going to switch gears now to address the human animal and from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And that, of course, is kind of what he is, the living yogi. And he's now a doctor. Dr. Morley Venkatro, welcome back to Animal World. Hey, Dr. Morley.
Good morning, Martha. It's great to be back.
Hey, all right. You sound wonderful.
Well, I can't help but be happy. It's a beautiful winter day out here.
Well, yeah, except I know something that nobody else knows, and that is that you're if things are happening the way they're supposed to be, you're on a road trip helping a friend out, driving down to San Francisco, right?
I am, and I am in the city of Roseburg.
Oh, so you're down in Oregon.
Yeah.
Now, did you leave today or to make this drive?
No, I left yesterday evening.
Okay.
And
you left from up here from the Seattle area and down to Oregon, and you drove the whole way, right?
Yeah, I left from
the roads?
Ananda community in Linwood.
So how are the roads?
Clear. They are clear. They are safe. You have to be aware that you're driving in winter, but as long as you do that, it's fairly straightforward. There was there's no rain, no snow.
Excellent. So we can rest assured that our resident Dr. Morley is safe on the road.
Yes,
I am glad to hear that. All right. So I'm glad you found a quiet place to chat with us, because there's some major stuff going on at Ananda this month. The biggest class of the year is starting, right?
Yeah, the biggest class of the year, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, is going to begin on January 20th, Thursday.
January 20th.
And it's now, 11 Thursdays from 6 to 9:15 p.m.
11 Thursdays, 6 to 9 p.m. And I know there's been a lot of tap dancing going on as to how we can do classes and gatherings and all of that. So being as that this is such a popular class, and this is kind of the foundation in learning to meditate and the yoga sciences and working towards Kriya Yoga if one is inclined, which is why I did this class initially. At any rate, is it going to be a hybrid again? Is there going to be in-person classes? Is it all on Zoom, or how is this going to work, Morley?
It is going to be a hybrid class, so we'll have the option of joining in person or on Zoom. And of course, if you join us in person, everybody will need to wear a mask. Those are the state and county guidelines.
Right.
But we are going for in person this time, for the first time in 18 months.
Wow. So this will be the first time that one can participate in person for this class since the pandemic started.
Wow. Yeah, since the pandemic started. And it's, we did the online thing, and the students were gracious, and we did our best, and they were really wonderful classes. But for some people, and including us as guides on this course, in person does add a lot of, I don't know how to say it, vibrational intensity, I guess. And we do miss that component, and we knew that our students did too. So here we are.
So you're looking forward to being able to do in person.
I'm very much looking forward to it. And we have taken all the precautions to make sure that it's going to be a safe experience for everybody.
Well, wonderful. And you are teaching the class, and then we have our wonderful, we're getting to know Sita very well. Sita will be teaching the class with you because she's doing a lot of our interviews now. So everybody's knows her. And so the two of you are doing this class.
Sita now, will be teaching, and also teaching every now and then will be Christina, whom some of you might know, and I know you certainly know her.
I know Christina. Yeah, I don't think we've had Christina on the air yet. Maybe I'll have to work on that. I think she'd be fun to talk to on the air. Yeah, yeah. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, because we're chatting away about this because we know what this is all about, but the class is entitled The Art and Science of Raja Yoga. And we've already talked about it. It's 11 Thursdays, and then I think there's a Saturday involved somewhere.
It's actually in winter, it is just 12 Thursdays. There is no Saturday.
Oh, just 12 Thursdays. Okay, so it'll be 12 Thursdays. But so 12 Thursdays, 6 to 9 p.m., that obviously is a big class. So for anybody that doesn't know, Morley, can you kind of encapsulate for us what is the art and science of Raja Yoga and why would we want to take this?
Yeah, certainly. The yoga is a practice. Yoga as a thing, we shouldn't think about it as philosophy, which people often do,
right,
or as a set of stretches, which even more often people do. But what it is, yoga is an experience. Mm-hmm. In other words, just like you cannot think about jogging as something that you read in a book, mm-hmm, nor can you think about cooking as something that that you read in a book.
You have to do it.
Yoga is similar. You have to do it. But what does it mean to do it? What are we actually doing? In other words, we all know that yoga has a meditation component where, just to put it in a way that it's not supposed to be, but I want to make a point by doing it, if we think that meditation is sitting and doing nothing. And then it has a asana, you laugh and you know where I'm going with this.
Uh-huh.
And we have the asana component where you sit and stretch your, hamstrings and shoulders. And then, is that what it means to do yoga? Do you stretch your hamstrings and sit and do nothing? And if so, big whoop, what's the big deal? It doesn't even sound profound. So clearly it is not that. What it is, and we've talked about this, Martha, before multiple times, is we have a body that does not want to move. So if this morning I didn't have to get down to San Francisco, left entirely to my body wouldn't get out of bed. And that's,
yeah,
that's true. It's not a matter of discipline. The nature of any created material thing is to not change what it's already doing. It's called inertia in science. And the mind is exactly the opposite. Even if you're still in bed doing nothing, the mind is thinking about stuff. What shall I eat? Oh, good heavens, I need to worry about this, and so on. So
right,
we are stuck with the body with inertia and the mind with restlessness. And yet, every definition of health and well-being that we have tells us exactly the opposite. The body has to be light and in motion all the time. Not all the time, but ready to move. No laziness, no down-pulling tendency. And it says the mind should be calm. It has to withdraw back, be a witness, and get a sense of perspective. And therefore, the down-pulling nature of the body, the lack of movement, and the unceasing nature of the mind, restlessness, have to be changed. And that's why it's not so much we stretch the hamstrings when we do the asanas. Mm-hmm. We encourage the body to move when it doesn't want to. That's why the asana component is often called hatha yoga. Hatha in Sanskrit means obstinacy. In other words, just like when a child doesn't want to do something that's good for it, we say, do it anyway, it's good for you. That's what we do with the body. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, fascinating.
So it's not a hamstring stretch. You got to stretch it in a certain way where your body comes across and says, hey, you know, I'd rather sit back and have a pizza. And then you say, maybe, maybe not, but do it anyway. And that moment when we make the choice, something magical happens with the body. That's hatha yoga.
Uh-huh.
Once you do that, one of the many magical things that happen when you do that, when you interact with the body and say, I hear you, my friend, but please do it anyway. It's good for the both of us. When you do that, then the mind does something interesting. The mind says, now I'm ready to no longer be restless. And, you've had this experience. I've had this experience. Anybody mm-hmm. that's done yoga poses has this experience. Is suddenly the mind feels peaceful. Because when the body sheds its inertia, the mind is wired to stop being restless. Then we are ready to sit down and focus on the only thing that's still moving. And you know what that is?
The breath.
That's the breath.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So we sit and focus on the only thing that's moving. We focus on the breath, be aware of it. And then once we become aware of the breath, there is another interesting thing that happens. If you become aware of the sound of your refrigerator, pretty soon that sound begins to irritate you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a loud refrigerator. But when you become aware of the breath, it doesn't become bigger in your consciousness. It becomes smaller. It says, come with me. I want to take you inward. Let's go on this inward journey. So the more you focus on the breath, the more the breath recedes farther. Like a thing you see in the snow, in the fog, that you just follow it, you follow it. It just takes you deeper and deeper inward. And pretty soon, the mind is still and you're meditating. So
oh, it's so funny. I'm just listening to you now. And so my body started breathing with you. And then all of a sudden my eyes are closed and my eyes are lifting. I was actually going into meditation just listening to you, Morley. So you guys, you want Morley to teach you, because practically he can just like talk you into knowing how to do all this stuff. It's very cool. Anyway, continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but boy, I was almost gone.
almost present.
Yeah, almost present.
This combination, when you dispel the inertia of the body and you focus on the breath, and then more, you focus on other things later. This combination is called Raja Yoga. Raja means king or emperor. And Raja Yoga is the royal path. What do kings do? Kings fight the good fight. So when we fight the good fight with our tendency to be lazy and our tendency to be restless, then we are being kings and queens, rajas. So that's called Raja Yoga. So that's why it's called the art and the science of Raja Yoga.
Yeah, because during this class and these, 12 weeks, what are you going to be doing? Well, it covers so much. Not only are you just going to learn the Hatha Yoga, the positions, the postures that Morley's talking about, but the Raja Yoga, and the meditation, but the philosophy, meditation, postures, diet, breathing, routines, health. I mean, they're going to cover all the bases. And it just, no wonder this class is so popular, because it really gives you a solid, comprehensive foundation, doesn't it?
It really does. It is our the most popular class. It is our most foundational class. There's a very ancient text on yoga. It's called the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, those of you mm-hmm. that have heard it. And they are very pithy aphorisms. It's Zen-like sayings. But everything I just talked about is probably contained within four or five sutras or aphorisms in that book. It's that deep. And it has about 196 of those. And people have explained it to normal people like you and I. It has been explained by others, and one of the best explanations of it, and in the modern times, you'll find ancient ones in Sanskrit, but modern times in plain English of the Yoga Sutras, it was written by Swami Kriyananda, who is the founder of Ananda, and he based it on his guru, his teacher, Paramahansa Yogananda. And that is the textbook that we are going to use. And that's, as Martha, you noted, it has things about diet. So if we talk about it this way, one is inertial, one is restless. Then what is a good diet? Anything that calms the mind is good for you. Anything that makes the mind race is bad for you. Anything that makes the body lighter is good for you. Anything that makes the body heavier. I don't mean weight. I mean that sense of feeling that I'm like a slob. Then that is bad for you. And So there are these just fascinating, easy to understand, eminently practical things.
Yeah, and it's a huge book. There's a lot of that in there. It's amazing.
It is both a huge book, and as much as it is huge, it's not. It's a deep book. I have been. This will be the 26th time, I believe, I'll be teaching this course.
Wow.
And I study the book each time, and each time I find something profoundly new in it.
Wow, that's really saying something. But it's kind of like, you know, the book that often gets people on the path is the Autobiography of a Yogi, Paramahansa Yogananda. And that's a book that I've read several times over, you know, 30 years or so. But every time I read it, it's like, wait a minute, I don't remember that. Wow. And it's like there was more stuff sneaks into it every time you read it. So you find the art and science of Raja Yoga and the text we use is the same thing. This is like your 26th time of studying it, and you're still discovering new things.
Yeah, and I'm sure it will proceed for the rest of my life.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good place to pause for a moment. We've got to take care of advertisers one last time in this hour. Then as we continue, we'll find out how to register for the class and if there's anything else going on that we need to know about. So Dr. Morley stays with us and we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our first show of 2022. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from wonderful Natasha Venter, our medium animal communicator and personal awareness coach. You can contact her through her website, angelicclarifications.com. She's available for readings at any time and has some custom classes she schedules. And you can, like I said, contact her through her website, angelicclarifications.com, or just give her a call, 360-770-78, better check on that. So that I 770-7486. Yeah. 360-770-7486. And then, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back at work Wednesdays and Fridays. She can see you at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle or do a remote treatment for you. Check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call, 360-217-7258. All right, we are going to finish up our chat with our Dr. Morali Venkatro from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Halfway between here and San Francisco, it sounds like. Anyway, Dr. Morali, yeah. I'm delighted to know that the roads are clear and you're doing well. I'm sure that there are many looking forward to the art and science of Raja Yoga. Now, it's going to start on January 20th. I wrote down 12, but on my card here, it says 13 Thursday evenings. So
actually, you're right. It is actually 13. I was
13. Okay, is that correct? Because I had 11, and then I wrote 12, and then I looked at the card I have, and it says 13. But 13 is correct. 13 Thursdays starting July 20th, and it's going to be in person for the first time since the pandemic started. Mask mandates and so forth in place. But you can also, if you're more comfortable, you can join on Zoom. And be online. And then I've got here that there's an early bird special until January 9th. So I'm assuming that means if you sign up for the Art and Science of Raja Yoga before January 9th, you can get a discounted price.
You will get a discounted price, and you will find all the details. It's a fairly hefty discount. So you'll find all the details at our website, AnandaWashington.org.
Yeah, so obviously you want to check that out and sign up by the 9th of January if you want to take this class, because you can save a lot of money that way. And morally correct, you can do that through the website. Now, it's actually Ananda Washington works, but you can just do AnandaWa.org/Raja, and that's R-A-J-A. AnandaWa.org/Raja, R-A-J-A. Or if you'd prefer to talk to a person, you can call the Blue Lotus Temple. The number to call and register would be 425-806-3700, 425-806-3700. All righty. Now, anything else come to mind, Morali, coming up at Ananda that we ought to touch base on before we wrap up?
Yeah, there's a big one coming up just this Wednesday.
Ah.
Yeah, it is the birthday of Paramahansa Yogananda, who was the first great Indian yogi to not just come to the West, but also make his home in the United States, and, of course, famously known as the author of Autobiography of a Yogi.
And it's his birthday celebration.
Yeah, and from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, we will be Naya Swami Sriman and Padma, and our beloved Zach and Haley, who lead the Ananda Farm, and myself, we'll each talk a little bit about who Paramahansa Yogananda was, and everything I talked about so far about Raja Yoga and so on are based off of his teachings. So if you would like to know more, tune into the vibrations of this great yogi, then come join us online or in person.
That's, yep, so you can do it either way. You can go to the Blue Lotus Temple. Yeah, 7 p.m. on this coming Wednesday, January 5th, which actually is Yogananda's birthday. And you can join online or in person. All righty.
Yes.
Morley, I hope you have a splendid rest of your road trip. And it does appear that we're melting. It has started to rain at my place here. I think I have some of the biggest icicles on the planet. And I still have a foot of snow, but I'm hoping it's going away. Anyway, Morley, it's been a delight to chat with you as always. And I know everybody that joins the Raja class is going to have a wonderful time with you and Sita. Remember, everybody, you can go to anandawa.org/Raja or call the temple 425-806-3700 to join the class. And I believe the birthday celebration this Wednesday at 3, at this Wednesday at 7 p.m. is a free event, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All righty.
Thank you for pointing that out.
All righty. So, Dr. Morley, have a safe road trip, and we know you'll be back at least in time for the class on Wednesday. So, we'll look forward to seeing you then. All righty.
Okay,
thank you. God bless
Martha.
You.
It's been great. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Shanti. All right. Thank you, Dr. Morley. All righty, everybody. That's going to wrap us up for this week's edition of Animal World and our first Animal World of the new year. I'll tell you what's on my mind, of course, is hopefully the snow melts, but keeping my Hummers in balance. And just remember, if we should have another tank in the temperatures, a real severe temperature dive real quickly, pay attention to your Hummers. And if you see anybody puffed or weak, collect them, bring them in, dry them off, warm them up, love their little toes off. And once they're rejuvenated, you can let them go again. Then I hope the snow's gone and I'll be able to get to the studio next week along with Dr. Nels and Sister Linda Rasmussen. Stacy will be in, Nathan too. And it's Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. They'll be taking your phone calls and free remote treatments for you or your animal friends or both. So I plan to join us and call in for your free remotes. And after that, we'll have Natasha in and, it's a 5-Sunday month. So I get to start my teaching again with Walter. That'll be the 4th Sunday. And, we got a lot to look forward to. So let's think good thoughts. And Nathan, thank you. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.